Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. It's Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. And it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So praise the Lord. Today on this blessed Wednesday, we are coming to you once again concerning the falling away. This should be Falling Away, Part 4. Amen. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, this page you on, you should see the God's Word to Man logo. I believe it may be on your left. Click on it. When you see episodes, go and click on the episodes. I want to encourage you to listen to the first, three, because, you know, when you're coming in the middle or toward the end of a series, many times it's hard to fully understand the teaching of the subject at hand. So I want to encourage all of you who are first-time listeners, after you listen to this one tonight, go back and listen to the other three. Amen. Praise be to God. So thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. And as we await for my brother to come on, wherever you at, why don't you join me in prayer? So let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy son, Jesus Christ, for another golden opportunity you've given us to share the word of God. We ask that every ear, every heart that is tuned in today, Lord God, will be touched by your spirit as we give this message. Lord, we ask that you word our mouth by the spirit of the living God, that we may speak that which is to the edifying of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you will bless us with the boldness in Christ Jesus to deliver the message to the people that is need to be delivered. Father, we ask that you pour out your anointing upon our words, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that it may bring glory and honor to your name. So, Lord God, we grateful and we thank you, Lord, for another blessed day and golden opportunity you've given us to deliver the message of the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God once again for another blessed day. Tonight we are on the falling away. Concerning the church, this should be part 4 here, amen, on this Wednesday night. We are in this part of the series, and we're talking to you about what happened with the church that Christ set up, amen. And we, in the other parts, took you from the Old Testament to show you that what happened with the early church, that God's people throughout history, from the recording of the Bible, have had a knack of falling away or turning away or even forsaking God. And so it shouldn't be something mind-boggling to us that when you say that, hey, the church that Christ set up fell off. Now, I want to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you?
Amen, brother. Bless in Christ Jesus. Thank God for another day. And, brother, another opportunity for us to deliver this word tonight. And most definitely, yes. I have to say before we go any further, another golden opportunity to provide nothing but some pain to that devil. Amen.
Amen.
So I just thank God for that, brother. Amen. How
Amen.
Are you doing today, brother?
I'm very good. Very good.
Amen. Amen. And it sounds like you're ready and rearing to go. So we're going to go into it. I'm going to come with a couple of scriptures, and then I want to going to turn it over into the hands of my brother here. I want to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 through 3. This is not only our opening scripture, but this is one of the scriptures that I need to allude to as we're talking about the falling away, part 4, the falling away of the church, the falling away of the kingdom set up here on earth by Christ. Amen. And this verse here will answer the question that not only sinners have, but many Christians, to the question of if we're all serving the same God, and if Jesus set up his kingdom here on earth and he set up the church, then why are we so, or why is Christianity so fragmented, broken in pieces, like an unfitted puzzle? Why is Christianity so separated and divided as she is now? And we're going to read the answer to this question. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. And the word of God said, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Now, we come to understand from history that the Christians at Thessalonica, when they heard and accept that Christ was going to return, they, in a sense, quit living. And so they would go out and just look up, waiting for Christ to just drop in, okay? And Paul had to write them this epistle to let them know, when he said that day shall not come, he's not saying that Christ will not return, but he said except. In other words, he said that day, the return of Christ, is not going to come before there come a falling away first. So what happened to the church that Christ set up, the kingdom he set up here on earth, and why we look so fragmented and broken in pieces, and I'm talking about Christianity. Once again, we're not talking about all these other religions. We're not talking about these cults. We're talking about Christianity. Why Christianity is broken up in fragment and pieces, and why we're not truly together like we say we are. And here's the answer. The answer was there was a falling away. Okay? Now, according to the Greek, the original Greek word for falling away means defection from truth. It also means an apostasy. Okay? And whenever there's an apostasy, Webster tells us that an apostasy involves a couple of things. Number one, a renunciation of the faith, and number two, an abandonment of a previous loyalty. Okay?
Amen.
In other words, the people of God, once again, Jesus didn't fail. But those of you that hear saying this, you go, "Oh, we got to cut these folks off because they talk about Jesus' power is weak." No, we didn't say Jesus' power was weak. We didn't even tell you Jesus failed, which he did. It was the people. The people had abandoned their loyalty to God, and many of them renounced the faith. That's
Amen.
What is falling away. But understand this, that word not only goes for the early church, but it goes all the way to what? Today's latter church, which you are going to see more of it happen, where you're going to find more people claiming to be Christians going to renounce the faith. Some of y'all saying, "Now, wait a minute, you're getting far-fetched." Listen, this is why my brother and I have been warning you that the persecution is coming over here. Okay? It's coming. Okay? And you're going to see people renounce the faith. You're going to see people abandon their loyalty to God. Okay?
Amen.
Because remember, this falling away is to happen before Christ return. And see, Christ ain't returned yet, so what did that mean? It's still in effect. But it started especially
with the early church. And this is why we are so fragmented and broken up in pieces and not together, even though we claim it how we serve in the same God. He's our Father. We are one when we're not one. So for any of you that's wondering, how come there's so many churches and so many different names and how come y'all not together? Then here's your answer. The falling away. Amen. The falling away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you don't find too many of your big televangelists talking about this. You rarely even hear about it talking on TV. They don't bring it up. Why is that? Because if they did, they would have to truly acknowledge that we ain't together. They would have to truly acknowledge that something is bad, wrong with Christianity. Okay?
Amen.
But see, when you got each man in his own little world, because that's what it's like, okay, all these different churches, you're in your own little world, which means that I can reject what you bring to me that you say you got from God, especially if you're not a member of the same church I'm in. Amen. That's what it is, okay? Amen. You come with a dust, says the Lord, I'm going to ask you, are you a member of my church? No, well, guess what? I ain't got to hear you. Why? Because we got our own set of rules. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And something else we need to know about this falling away, which also applies for today, this falling away that dealing with the early church. The other thing we need to know is that in this falling away, the people had stony hearts and they wasn't rooted in the word. And when temptation came, they fell off. Now you would say, Brother Nate, how do you know this? How do you get all that from verse 3? Well, let's go see the answer. Let's go to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 will tell you how I know this. Luke chapter 8.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to look at verse 13. Luke chapter 8, verse 13. Now remember, Jesus was giving an example of the different grounds representing different hearts. Okay? Hallelujah. And remember when he got to the stony heart. Okay? And when he got to the stony heart, he said something about the stony heart that was very interesting that ties into this falling away. Verse 13, he begins to describe to you about those who represent the stony ground, the stony heart. Verse 13, he said, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. That's good. And these have no root. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. They received the word with joy, but they had no root, which for a while believed. Uh-oh. And in time of temptation, what happened? Fall away. Do you see that? Do you see
Amen.
That? So when he was talking about the falling away in Thessalonians, he's letting you know that it was going to be especially some stony-hearted people. They were people who with the joy received the word of God. But the problem was they had no root. See, this is why y'all heard us many times on the broadcast say, listen, you need to get rooted in the word. You need to get rooted. See, now, today, people ain't worried about getting rooted. They think everything's okay. Oh, I received the word of God. They jump around. Hallelujah. Fall on the floor, jump up in the air and all that. But they ain't taking no time to be rooted. And the Bible
Amen.
Says, which for a while they believed. That's interesting. They believe for a while, but see, with your belief, you need to be what? Rooted. And they was not rooted, okay? And the Bible said, and in the time of temptation, so this falling away, especially with the early church, when the time of temptation arose, especially those of stony heart, they fell off. That's what happened with the early church, people. This is where your fragmented, broken up pieces, what you're seeing going on with us now, this is what happened. Okay? Amen. And this same word is carrying to today because remember, Christ ain't returned back yet. So that means this word is still rolling to today. And you would have seen more people who you knew in the church, who you saw, who you heard receive the word with joy, tears coming down their face, jumping up in the air and hollering when this time of temptation arises. And let me tell you something, glory to God, hallelujah. Satan will use persecution for temptation to tempt you to what? To renounce God. And so when he came with his stuff in their day and time, they renounced the faith. And it's going to be the same thing that's going to happen in this day and time with the latter church, with many that represent the rock, the stony hearts. You just need to make sure you don't be one of the stony hearts. I need to make sure that I don't be one of the stony hearts. Amen. Do we understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This also, in this time of temptation, you want to break it down, also involve what? Tribulation and persecution. Now you may say again, Brother Nate, where are you getting that information from? How do you know that? Glad you asked. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. See, that's a beautiful thing. This is why Jesus tell you that when you're studying on the subject, find as many witnesses on the subject as you can and study it all coming together. Because sometimes Jesus get one something that the other one didn't do, but all of it fits together like a puzzle to give you a full picture, okay? Hallelujah. Now look what he says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. He's talking about this same stony heart, same heart, these same rock people. Look what he said, verse 20. He said, but he that received the seed into stony places, okay? Do we all see that? He that received the seed into stony places, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The same is he that heareth the word, and anon, or immediately, with joy receive it. Yet have he no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when, get this, now Luke recorded, he said, temptation. Matthew recorded, he said, when tribulation or what? Persecution arise because of the what? Because of what their color they are? Nope. Because of their gender? Uh-uh. Oh, because of the region where they live? Not hardly. But because of the what? Of the word. By and by, he is offended. That's what happened in the early church. The people became offended. Amen. And they fell off. Because of the temptation, the tribulation, the persecution that rose because of the word. Okay? They fell off. They fell away. They became offended. Amen. Once again, that word is carrying still right now. It's still going on. Because Christ have not returned yet. So that word was to start. It started with the early church, and it's still going on to this latter church all the way up to Christ's return. Amen.
Amen.
That's what happened to Christianity, people. That's why we're so broken up in fragments. This hit the early church. My God. There were people that received the word of God with joy. Once again, hallelujah, had tears coming down their face. But all of a sudden, when temptation, tribulation, and persecution arose because of the word. Notice he said because of the word. Not because of what region they lived in. Not because of what gender or what color or race they were or their age. It was because of the word. And you see many today, they getting offended because of the word. Because tribulation is arising because of the word. People are persecuting them because of the word. You say you're a Christian, huh? Uh-huh. You missed the goody two-shoe. And they can't take it.
Amen.
They can't take it. So what? I'm tired of talking about me. I'm losing my family. And so family and the friends are more important to you than God. So now you have become offended because you're being persecuted because of the word of God. And now you what? You're falling. You're turning away from God. That caused you to what? To defect from the truth.
Yes.
That's what happened with the early church. People say this. the big time televangelists, see, they don't want to talk about that. They want you to think everything went fine, and where we are, Jesus set it up. No, he didn't. Oh, no, he did not. Jesus didn't set us up like this. Man, get real. If Jesus set us up like this, we serve a God with problems, okay? And he got a lot of them. Because one thing about it, he don't know no order, okay? He's all over the place. And see, the true and living God already let you know he ain't all over the place. He said he's the author of peace and not confusion. Okay? You ain't going to have no conversation with God and leave God going, man, I don't understand what God. One minute he's saying this and next minute he's saying that. You ain't got to worry about that kind of conversation. Amen. You ain't got to worry about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The early church fell off, people. Fell off, fell away. And you had people in the church. Man, they heard the word and received with gladness. Bible said, but they had no roots. People today ain't, people in the church, many of them in the church ain't thinking about being rooted. You be telling them, listen, brother, sister, spend time with the Lord. Get in that word, get in prayer, get to know him so you can be rooted. I sure want to do that. And you know, when I get all these bills out of the way, I get to, wait a minute, when you get all the bills out of the way, so the bills is taking precedence over Jesus? People now in the churches ain't caring about being rooted. They ain't caring. And they throw up the same line to you. I ain't worried about nothing, Jesus. He loved me and he'll take care of me. I ain't got to worry about a thing. Anything come my way, he going to stop it. He going to take care of it. Okay. Sit up there and throw everything on Jesus and think you ain't got to do nothing. Come on, man. Jesus is not raising no lazy children. Okay? If you ever had went to try to raise up a lazy child, I guarantee you right now you got your lip poked out. And you're probably kicking yourself. Okay? Because it will come back to bite you. And Jesus is not raising no lazy children. Period. You got to be rooted. You got to be like that tree planted by the still water. You got to be rooted. If you ain't rooted, it ain't going to take too much wind to knock you over. Okay? A little puff of wind come through. Yeah, you falling over. You hitting the ground. Yeah, no root. You can be, as the Bible said, carried by with every wind of doctrine. Wind pick you up, just throw you over all over the place. All kind of doctrine, tradition of men will be throwing you from here to here, and that's what happened. Okay? Amen. Once again, that's why we look all broken up, fragmented, tore up. Amen.
Amen.
Well, man, we better not talk about that, though, because, man, you talk about that, you make it look like Jesus weak. Once again, we never told you with Jesus was weak. We never told you Jesus failed. In fact, fail is not even his vocabulary when you are talking about him. So it had to be a failure somewhere else, and it was. With the people.
Amen.
With the people.
That's right. That's right.
Because the persecution and tribulation arrived, and you know, I know some of y'all saying, well, when it happened, how come God just didn't step in there? Because free moral agency. Okay?
Amen. That's right.
Amen. I don't know why, brother, we taking free moral agency and throwing it out the window like it don't exist. Like God just going to come in there and just force us. Okay, to just do whatever he's – no, he ain't raised no robots.
That's right.
You know, ain't no robots. He didn't raise no robots in the kingdom here. And so it says here that the people weren't rooted. See, this is what happened, contributed in the found way. They was not rooted in the word of God.
Amen. That's right.
I'm going to tell you something before I get ready to hand over to my brother. You know, thank God if you have received the word of God and you jump around in joy, but you better go get rooted.
You better.
I'm telling you now. You better get rooted.
Amen.
Because guess what? You sitting up there looking at CNN News and other news talking about the stuff going on in other country, guess what? It's coming. It's coming.
Amen.
Amen. See,
right.
Some of y'all think it's far-fetched. And see, when we get on a series, the part of the series about the persecution, and we talk about that more, but let me tell you something. With the early church, the true ones in the time of persecution, man, those folks ask you straight out, do you believe in Jesus? And if you say, well, yeah, I believe my Lord and Savior, they ready to cut your head off, snatch your limbs, or burn you alive. Amen.
Amen.
And some couldn't take it. Just listen, even the just the mere threats that they were going to be killed, they couldn't take it. They said, okay, I give in. Amen. We're trying to let y'all know how serious this thing is, people. People, let me tell you something. I've just been getting a little glimpse of how serious this thing is. This thing is serious. But see, once again, you know how we is in the United States. We see something going on in other countries. Those poor people. Oh, my goodness. That's far as it's going. We might throw a few prayers, word of prayer in there for them. But guess what? We don't never think about over here. Because we so free. No, definitely it cannot happen here in the United States. Surely the United States would not do such a thing like that. Because the United States, land of the free and the brave. Okay. It's going to be the land of the free. They just going to say you don't be free if you're a Christian. Okay? The devil going to be the land of the free.
Amen.
Free to do whatever you want, including hurt a Christian. Now, once again, some of y'all thinking I'm being far-fetched. I'm telling you.
Amen.
It's more than us. It's other people in the vineyard warning the people. Say, hey, you better get ready. And too many of y'all got your nose stuck in the air talking about, man, don't go crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. Talking about some going to be some persecution over here like over there. Now, not over here because this is a blessed nation. Okay. Okay. Well, you hold on. Hold on to that. Okay. Hallelujah. Hold on to that as long as you can. But when the truth comes, you're going to turn that loose. Okay. You're going to turn it loose.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't be stony heart.
Yes.
Don't be a stony ground. Okay? Because the word tells us, and it tells you what's going to happen with you. Now, don't be trying to call Brother Robert and Brother Nate up when they're saying that and talking about, y'all judge it. No, it's the word of God said it. Brother Nate and Brother Robert didn't write this. We didn't say this neither. The word of God said it. You want to be a stony ground, the word going to tell you what's going to happen with you. The same thing that happened with the people in the early church going to happen with you now. Okay, you want to be a stony ground? Okay. Yeah, you received the word with joy, and you jumped up and down and all that. But because you wouldn't get rooted, the word said you're only going to endure for a while. You're only going to believe for a while. See, that's what the word said. Once again, we didn't write it. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the word also said because of tribulation and persecution, you're going to become offended because of the word. When tribulation and persecution arise because of the word and temptation because of the word said you're going to be offended.
You are.
And you're going to fall away.
That's right.
So for all y'all thinking that Jesus loved me and I ain't got to do a thing, you hold on to that. You won't be holding on too much longer. You hold on to that.
Amen.
This is what happened with the early church, the falling away, the defection from the truth. Temptation, persecution, tribulation arose because of the word, and people became offended and went to an apostasy stage. They renounced the faith. They abandoned their loyalty to God. Hallelujah. And now that's what you got today. We've broken up. We're a big old giant puzzle, broken up in pieces all over. But we're claiming to be one big puzzle. So, thank God for the word. Now I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With all seriousness, brothers, glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Lord God, let the word, hallelujah, that's spoken by my brother, Lord God, go to the hearts and minds of the people, Lord God, that are listening, Lord Jesus. Father, bless
yes,
them, Lord
Jesus,
with understanding, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, know that this is a very serious time, Lord God, and that this is a serious subject, Lord God, that we're, hallelujah, teaching on, Lord Jesus. Father, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're talking about what? The falling away. Thank you, Jesus. Now, a lot of people don't like to talk about the falling away. You know why they don't like to talk about the falling away? They don't like to talk about it because it allures to judgment. Okay?
Amen.
And where you're going to go, where you're going to be, okay, these are things that Satan don't want the church to talk about. He don't want the church to talk about the blood of Jesus. He don't want the church to talk about redemption. He don't want the church to talk about eternal salvation and eternal judgment. Okay?
Amen.
He don't want the people to talk about forgiveness of sins. Okay? He don't want the people to talk about, especially about hell. Okay? And where you going to go, where you going to spend all eternity, okay? And because he don't want people to talk about these things, he has set up all this stuff in the world. And the reason why he's able to set up all these things in the world, because the people of God are listening to Satan. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why you're not hearing too many teachings about hell, okay? Well, if you go to YouTube, okay, you find you look on YouTube, okay, and look up the subject about hell. You find all kind of testimonies on there and everything, okay, about people that actually saw a part of hell, okay. God permitted them to go. Hallelujah! In vision, in dreams, to hell, okay, and to see hell. So they could have a testimony.
Amen.
There's a lot of testimonies out there, okay? But we don't want to accept this, okay, as being the truth of God, okay? But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the falling away. How was it accomplished, okay? How the church fall away? Well, brother, he just gave you some reasons there, okay? He told you about the four kinds of ground, hallelujah, that represents the four types of Christians, okay? These are four types of Christian, okay? What kind of grounds is it? Is the wayward side, the wayside, okay? Is the Christian that's the wayside Christian, okay? Hallelujah. He ain't quite in there. He ain't quite where he's supposed to be, okay? He's just there somewhere, and he's not able to receive the word of God because he's not in the right place to receive the word of God, okay? He's on the wayside.
Wow.
He's on the side, or sidelines, okay? And he hasn't really committed himself to Christ. He's still remaining carnal. Thank you. He's a carnal Christian, and he hasn't committed himself. And so the word that came to him is just trodden down or eaten up by the devil, just take it away. The devil's able to take
Amen.
It out of his heart. Why? Because he's not committed to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the second one is stony ground. Hallelujah. What's stony ground? That means that your heart is hardened still, and you can't serve Christ because you have not given your whole self to him. You are not good ground. You got to bust those rocks up. You got to bust them up, right? And get rid of them
Amen.
So you can get some soil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that the word of God can be planted deep in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. That's another kind of Christian we have, okay? Hallelujah. And he's a surface type Christian, but he ain't got no depth of Christ at all. Hallelujah. What's the next one? Thorny ground. All kind of things in your life all kind of sins in your life, all kind of transgressions in your life, all kind of abominations in your life, all kind of iniquity in your life. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Choking the word of God out of you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And your idol, if it's not that, you love other things more than you love Christ. It chokes the word of God out of you. And then
Amen.
You got the fourth Christian. The fourth Christian is good ground. Yes, that's what you want to be right there. Good ground.
Amen.
Okay, good. I mean, good soil. Okay, hallelujah. You can go. You can plant deep in that soil. Okay, you don't have to worry about stones and pebbles being around. Okay, and you good ground. And you receive the word of God. Hallelujah, holy. And you believe the word of God. And you and the word of God is watered in your life. Okay, thank you, Jesus, and it's bringing forth fruit. Hallelujah. How do you know that you Christ? Did you belong to Christ? When you bring forth the fruit. What's the fruit? The fruit is the same thing that Jesus Christ worked in, acted in, the character of Christ, okay, which is, hallelujah, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
These are the things that are supposed to shape you. These are the things that are supposed to make you, okay? Hallelujah. This is what you're supposed to be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then after that will come great miracles and things, okay? Because the great love of Christ is in you, okay? Hallelujah. And the Lord will perform great things in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we're going to go to, this is 2 Thessalonians, first chapter. I'm going to the fourth verse, okay? What
Second
does it
Thessalonians
say?
Chapter, chapter 1, verse 4.
Yes.
Okay.
So
Amen.
That we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions. So that means that they was going through persecution at that time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I think this Thessalonians was written around about 64, 65, okay, A.D. And tribulations, in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Thank you, Jesus. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye are also suffering. Now, the reason why you're suffering, does it have to be persecution? Why is it persecution? Why does it have to be persecution? Well, the reason why there's persecution, because you got an adversary, which is the devil. Now, some of you keep forgetting that you got a devil working against you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And you not only got a devil working against you, but you got a demonic network of Satan. Hallelujah. A kingdom of Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, that fell with Satan when he fell, when Lucifer fell, all the demons that agreed with him fell with him, okay? And they was kicked out of heaven too. Thank you, Jesus. So you got an adversary,
Amen.
Which is the devil, and the devil has great power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the devil is who? Well, what is the devil? The devil is he has dominion in the earth. Why? Because Adam gave it to him.
Amen.
Okay, remember when Adam fell? We told you about Adam fell, okay? Adam fell. And when he fell, Satan got everything that was meant for Adam to have, okay? So Satan rules the world, okay?
Amen.
Now, Satan has a spiritual kingdom, okay, which is demons, okay? We recognize that, right? And then he has
Amen.
Another part of okay, which is demons that were once angels, but they came to women, and they committed fornication with women, right? And these angels
Amen.
Had children, and their children became giants, and they became mighty men in the earth, okay? Glory to the Lamb. But when this happened, okay, what happened? When this happened, when the angels went into women and they had relationships with women and they had children by them, okay? Thank you, Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Now you don't know these stories, right? Well, that's where the giants come from, okay? Is the giants going the way out the earth? No, the giants haven't gone anywhere. They just hidden in the earth places, different places, okay? Glory
Amen.
To the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. What happened to all the things that the devil created through this, through the woman and the man getting together? Well, what he created was a hybrid, okay, or not quite demons and not quite human, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you got that in the earth, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's why
Amen.
You see things like big stuff like that. That's why you see things like UFOs and stuff like that. Why? Because they have knowledge given to them by Satan, okay, by those angels that was with them, okay, that came into women, okay? Now, we ain't going to talk no more about that, okay? But anyway, Satan has great power in the earth. Glory to the Lamb. Jesus Christ, he was tempted of Satan, okay? And Satan said to Jesus, he said, all these are given to me. All these kingdoms are given to me. And if you fall down and worship me, I give them to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Satan has the earth in his hands, okay? I mean the world in his hands, okay? Nevertheless, the earth is the Lord's. And you remember this now. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Satan just have dominion in the earth because of men's sins, okay? And because men
Amen.
Choose Satan to follow after him, okay? So that's why you see all this evil in the world. That's why you see all this sodomy in this world. That's why you see all this abortion in the world. That's why you see all this sins and transgressions in the world because, hallelujah, men choose that which is evil over light. Didn't Jesus say that in the third chapter of John? He said, men love
Amen.
Darkness rather than light. Hallelujah. And then another place he said that men didn't have a cloak anymore. That's why they hate Jesus so much. That's why people hate Jesus so much. They hate Jesus because their father hate Jesus. Okay? What I mean by your father
Amen.
Hate Jesus, I mean you are children of the devil. Until you become children of and until you become children of God, you are children of the devil. Why? Because you're following out his way. Now, that's why all this stuff is in the world, okay? That's why all this iniquity is in the world. That's why all this sin is in the world. Because we have given Satan dominion, okay? Because we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, okay? And because Adam, our father, sinned, hallelujah, we have his generational curses, hallelujah. But through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, all these curses are broken. It can be broken, okay, off our family lines, okay? But Satan does have power, okay, in the earth, okay?
Amen.
And the Peter tells you in one place that Satan is like a roaring lion, okay, seeking whom he may destroy, okay? Going to and fro, seeking whom he may destroy, right?
Amen.
I want you to look up Peter 4th chapter, 12 to 19 verse. Write it down. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter,
yes, sir.
4th chapter, 12 to the 19th verse. 1 Peter, 5th chapter, 5 to 9. Write it down. 1 Peter, 5th chapter, 5 to the 9th verse. 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, 1 to 22. Now, you read that whole thing there, okay? But
Amen.
That ain't the only place that tells you about Satan's power, okay, in the earth, okay? Hallelujah. Tells you about that in Revelation. Where you go to Revelation, what? The 12th chapter. What does it tell you about the? It tell you about the Revelation 12th chapter 7 to 13. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Read that now. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, are we telling you about the falling away? Now the falling away began. Hallelujah. When men always turn their faces away from God, okay, and choose to believe something else, okay? That's why you have why you have different churches, okay, now that exist, okay? You have churches that are called Gnostic churches, okay? Or you have churches that's called Pentecostal churches, right? You have churches that's called, hallelujah, that's called Baptist churches, okay? And Episcopal churches, okay? Well, these churches were set up by men, hallelujah, because they came when they came out of what you call it, out of the papal Rome. They came out of papal Rome, okay, and when they came out of papal Rome, okay, that was called the Reformation. That means that they
Amen.
Reformed, or they doing some of the things, hallelujah, that made them. That made them Catholics, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And they came away from some of those things, okay? This is where all the churches came from, okay? But we're going to talk about that later more, okay? But I want you to know, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that according to the word of God, hallelujah, thank you, just my brother just gave you this 2 Thessalonians, hallelujah. What do you tell you? In 2 Thessalonians, about the falling away. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let's read that. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in your mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as to that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now that has happened, okay, back in that time, okay, that has already happened that time, but it's going to happen again because this is like one of those prophecies, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, so. Paul was warning them that that's going to come and fall in the way. You remember I was telling you the scripture that I gave you, okay? In Acts, the 20th chapter, okay? And he said, I know that after my departing shall enter wolves, okay? Hallelujah. And that men of yourselves, men will raise up, okay? And they will do what? They're gonna become like wolves, and they're gonna eat the sheep. They're gonna kill the sheep. Okay, hallelujah. And this is what Paul said, and he had great distress upon him because he knew that this was gonna be the case after his departing, because the reason why he was saying that is because all of the people that was put in charge over the church was killed, was destroyed, was wiped out, was slain, was persecuted to death, okay? All the apostles were killed except for one. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Third verse says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, okay? Now, he's telling you about this man. Well, who's this man? Hallelujah. This man of sin. Because the man, we looking for one man, right? And it ain't one man. The man of sin is a succession of men.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And where did this succession of men come from, okay? Now, it's not just men, but this is also, remember I tell you about, you got the kingdom of Satan, right? And Satan is ruling,
Amen.
Right? Who was
Amen.
Satan's favorite? Who was Satan's favorite kingdom back then? In the time of Paul, Peter, and the apostles, who was the favorite toy of Satan? It was the Roman Empire. That was his favorite thing, because he could use
Amen.
Them to do all kind of evil in the world. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Just like he could use Nebuchadnezzar, okay, and all those other kingdoms before Rome, okay, and he and Daniel called them the beast, okay, the beast power, okay. Now the beast power
Amen.
Is not just one. It's not just one. It's a succession of times, okay, of people, okay, of you know, and it's not just one thing, okay. Thank you, Jesus. If you can understand what I'm saying to you, okay? When he said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin, who is that man of sin? There's one, that is not one person. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But it's alluding to something else, okay? It's alluding to what? The devil. The devil is the original man of sin, okay? Don't you know?
Amen. Amen.
Who's the original man of sin? Satan.
Amen.
He's the original one that fell from heaven. Hallelujah. He's the original apostasy, okay? That was something else and became, he was an angel and he became a devil. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. That man of sin, that's a succession of men that would be, okay? But he tells them something else, okay, to let them know that this is not just past, but this is also present. Something that was present at that time, okay? Now, you got to understand this. It was a power that was present at that time. What power was present at that time? Well, we just told you. The Roman pagan empire, that was the power at that time, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And this is where the man of sin came from, okay? But he's going to be revealed, okay, at a certain time. The son of perdition. Where's the son of perdition? You know what the son of perdition? Was that Judas that was called the son of perdition? Yes, Judas was
Amen.
Called the son of perdition. Why? Because he had a place and he chose to betray Christ instead, okay? The devil was in heaven. And the devil, he's the original son of perdition. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he turned on Christ. He said, I could be more than Christ. You better read that Isaiah 14, chapter 12 to 15. Hallelujah. That's the original son of perdition. Ezekiel 28, chapter 15, verse. That's the original son of perdition. The devil. He's original. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. What does it say about the devil? Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God. And so does the devil's kingdom. He does the same thing as the devil does. He opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God. Do you know that the Roman Empire, that the Roman emperors, they thought of themselves as gods. They thought they was gods. They did.
Amen.
And at that time, when the gospel was going forth, you know, that devil, Nero, looked over there, saw that it was these people that believed in the God that wasn't him, and they said they believe in this in this thing called Jesus, the Son of God. I'm the only God. That's what the emperor said. He said, I'm the only God. Ain't no God but me. I'm the only God. They don't worship me. If all the gods don't worship me, because he thought he was God of gods. He thought he was God of gods, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's where that idea originally came from Satan, okay? And hallelujah, handed down to the Roman Empire, okay? Hallelujah, handed down through time, okay? Through this succession of men, okay? Which we called the man of sin, okay? Some places he called the little horn. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He's known as the little horn that blasphemed God, okay? Hallelujah. How does he blaspheme God? Because he said that I am the vicar of Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. If you know anything about what those words mean, that means I'm just like Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this is what was at that day and time, okay? Now, do you know that the same title that the Pope has, that is the same title, hallelujah, that the Roman Emperor had? Do you know that?
Amen.
He was called a pontiff, okay? The emperor was called a pontiff. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he opposed it and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God. This is the fourth verse, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, yet with you, I told you these things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to leave off from there right now, okay? Because it's hard to understand where you came from, okay? And this is where you came from. Hallelujah. This is why, you know, to prove to you how that all these churches came out of one church, out of one place. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because how was that possible? Because they had wiped out the church that Jesus Christ had built up. Okay? They had wiped it out. And they had wiped out that there was nobody that had authority to organize the church of Christ that way. It was nobody that had the power to organize a real organization, a real church, the real body of Christ. It was nobody that had the power to do that. Only Christ could set his church up. They tore it down, and only Christ could set it up. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to talk about that more later, okay? I'm going to hand it over to my brother in the name of Jesus. Brother, take it away.
Amen. Thank God for the word of the Lord that my brother brought to you today. And like he said, we're just getting started. Okay, we're just getting started with the things, the information from the Word of God and research that we're going to bring to you, because it's important. And as my brother told you, you know, hey, these things here, you know, as I said before, we want you to know why we look like we do today. And you'll begin to understand, especially, you know, through the time when we start talking about the restitution, restoration, you'll understand why there needs to be restored. And I know there's some of you from what we have been talking about, you actually see what's happening. You have looked at Christianity yourself and said, man, well, we sure messed up. We look like we in some serious trouble. Okay? And that's true.
Amen.
And so my brother and I is letting you know where this coming from. Now, tomorrow we're going to continue on with another new part section of the series. It's still going to be titled The Falling Away, but we're going to talk about one of the things that contributes into the falling away, and we're going to talk about the walk of the people. The people didn't walk accordingly to what the Word of God had them to walk. We're going to talk about
Amen.
The walk. We're going to talk about how Paul listed some of the things that they was doing. Amen.
Yeah.
We're talking about people that's supposed to be saved. Once again, we want you to understand, we're not talking about, quote, them sinners. Okay? We ain't talking about them sinners.
Yeah.
Let's get that understanding quite clear. We're talking about people that's supposed to have been saved, supposed to have been in Christ. Okay? And
Amen.
We're going to talk about what contribute to the falling away. And one of the things were, it's three things, major things that we can talk about, which we're going to, that contribute to the falling away: the walk of the people, evil teachings, and persecution. Okay? And we're going to hit more on all of that. Tomorrow we're going to start part one, the falling away, the walk of the people. We're going to talk about how they did not walk accordingly to the Word of God. We're gonna give you the scriptures to tell you that what Paul had to say about the early church, what happened. You know, it got to a point, Paul said, hey, we've heard among you, some of y'all been walking disorderly, okay? Well, that's what happened.
Amen.
And the same spirit is going on when? Today. Remember, my brother even let you know, hey, this happened with the early church, but like he said, it's like a double prophecy. This thing is still running even till what? Now. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
And so you start understanding more of people frowning up when you start talking about holiness. We got a little holy. All of a sudden you see big cracks coming in their forehead. And now they moving around in their seat because they letting you know, I really ready to get out of here because I'm tired of you talking about the holiness stuff. I don't want to live holy. I want to party over here and party over there. But you messing me up because you sitting up here talking about we need to live holy, which the word said without holiness shall no man see God, and you making me feel bad, and I'm ready. You need to go ahead and get through your preaching so I can leave. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's where the people took on. They took on that kind of attitude in the church. Yes, they did. That living holy, you know, if minister preaching living holiness, then they wanted to put you out of work because we didn't want to hear that stuff. We want to hear how drunk we can get and still come in and serve sacrament.
Amen.
But we're going to talk about all that. So I'm going to give my brother a chance to offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for this word, oh Lord God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We pray, Lord God, bless and sanctify the ears, hallelujah, of the people that's listening, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, understanding. Give them light. Give them illumination, oh Lord God. Let it go straight to their hearts, Lord God. Let it, Lord Jesus, impact their hearts, their minds, their soul, their spirit. Let the spirit of conversion, oh Lord God, hallelujah,
yes,
the greater
Lord.
Conversion come upon them, Lord God, to the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, let this word, oh Lord God, which is so serious, Lord God, hallelujah, which is so important, oh Lord God, let it be revealed, oh Lord God, to their minds, hearts, souls, and spirits, oh Lord God, in Jesus
yes,
Christ's
Lord.
Name. Bind the powers of the adversary, Lord God, that will try to stop, will try to hinder, will try to make it to cease, oh Lord God. But it will not cease, oh Lord God. It will not stop, oh Lord God. It must go forth, Lord God, in the spirit and the power of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
it must go to the hearts and minds of the people, oh Lord God. Send it forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. loose your angels, Lord God, to do battle for us, Lord God, in the heavenlies, oh, yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. But clear the way, Lord God, for this word to go to the hearts and minds and the souls of your people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we give you honor, praise, and glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Glory to God. Don't forget, tomorrow night, another broadcast at 7 o'clock p.m., we'll be talking about the following way, the walk of the people, how they begin to walk disorderly before God. So once
Amen.
Again, we thank God for all you've been listening. That's for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love y'all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.